Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here. I'll be talking about exploring the cost-effectiveness of syphilis point-of-care tests for screening men who have sex with men in non-medical settings. So this will be my outline. I'll just go straight ahead to the background. There are two types of serologic tests, treponemal and non-treponemal. The treponemal is highly sensitive, but it's not able to differentiate between current infections and previous infections. Whereas the non-treponemal is not as sensitive, but it helps to differentiate between current and previous infections. So it is recommended that we use both. And thus, the conventional algorithm, which uses a non-treponemal to confirm, as an initial test and then confirm with a treponemal. An example is the RPR-TPPA algorithm. However, this algorithm takes time and you need blood draw in order to carry out the test. So in recent times, the syphilis rapid tests have been developed that is faster in terms of results, and it also doesn't need blood draw. All you need is a finger stick specimen. So now there's a syphilis health check, which is a treponemal test that has already been approved by FDA, and the dual POC, which has both lines, a treponemal and non-treponemal, and that is currently in the approval process. So the objective was to assess the cost and effectiveness, and here the effectiveness is defined as successful referrals for infected individuals. So we're going to assess both of these two types of tests in a non-medical setting for a hypothetical MSM population in the United States during an outbreak. So the methods and data. We use a decision analysis for a cohort of 10,000 MSM, and because of the importance of that proportion of the population that have previous infections, we have this mutually exclusive population categories. We have current infections, we have never infected, and then adequately treated previous infections. So I want to make that clear. The third category does not have a current infection. They are not currently infected. So we have 1% current infections, and those are the breakdown for the different stages. And then we have repeat infections rate of about 10%. And then we obtain other parameters from the literature. So we assumed that the RPR-TPPA algorithm was the gold standard, and then the performance characteristics were taken from Castro et al., who assessed the dual POC test. And so these are the numbers. As I said, do we have a point on this? All right. The RPR was perfect all through. These numbers here, those performance numbers, are from the dual POC assessment. So right here, you can see that 5% was used for the previous infections, and that's the point that I wanted to make here, that for treponemal tests, for treponemal tests, the specificity is really low, so that's why you see 5%, and these are expert opinion. However, for the non-trip, it's about 70, so pretty high. We assume that all the individuals have perfect memory of their syphilis history. In other words, if somebody came and you asked them, have you had syphilis before, they will say yes, and yes is true because they have had it before. No, and when they say no, they've not had it before. Here's another pack of probabilities that we assumed. If you go out there, remember this is an outreach, so if you go out there on the field and you take your sample and you come back and you find, you know, you need to call some people and do some further analysis or further questions or follow-ups, we assume that that group of people, there will be only 80% coming back. However, if you go out on the field and you have the point of care test, and you're able to give some preliminary results, like your tropic was positive, so we need to do something more. If they've had a history before, then 90% of the case they will show up. But if you did that the same process and you were able to give them their trip results and they have not had any history before, then 95% of the time they will show up. So these are the cost assumptions that we use. There are no standard costs out there yet. We assume that the dual POC, because more input went into producing it, that it's going to cost 6 for the kit. However, in terms of time spent, it's going to be about 15 minutes to do that. So we use $7, which is based on the wage rate for experienced nurses. And then the blood draw is the price is 2%, and so it's $3, and it's going to take about 5 minutes to do that. So again, the algorithm for RPRT-PPA is you go out into the field, draw blood, come back to the lab, do the test, and then call them if you need to. In terms of the dual POC, if you go out there, you do the finger stick, these are the possible outcomes. You may either have trip and non-trip being positive, non-trip positive, trip negative, both being negative, or non-trip being negative and trip being positive. So for the positives, you ask if you've had a history. If they say yes, you draw blood and then follow up, quantitative analysis and follow up if the titer's gone down or up, and then you call them in for treatment or whatever. And then if they say no, then you straight away have to refer them for treatment. And then there's a probability that they will present at the clinic or not. If non-trip is positive but trip is negative, we do nothing. We assume that it's it's one of them. Then if both are negative, you do nothing. But if the trip is positive and then trip is negative, you again ask if they've had a history. If they say yes, then you conclude that this is a previous infection, because the trip is going to be positive for all of them if they've had a previous infection. So you do nothing. If they've not had a history, you draw blood, and as per the CDC recommendation, you do a second treponema test, and then if that is negative, you do nothing. If that is positive, you ask them to come back to present for further treatment. For the trip, you have... you can either have positive or negative. If it's positive, you ask them if they've had a history. If they say yes, then you draw blood and follow up. If they say no, you ask them to go for further analysis. And then if it's negative, you do nothing. So here are the results. I'll go quickly and show you that if you look to the far right of your screen, the highlighted boxes are those that were, this is for current infections, okay? So about 91 of the 100 cases were successful referrals. And then if you look at the current infections for the treponema, it was also about 91 of the cases. However, when we go to the previous infections, because of the information included from the non-trip results, the number of blood draws that were not necessary, it's about 285, and then for the previous infections for treponema, it shot up to almost 1,000, and that's because we did not use information from non-trip test. So a summary of the results here, as you can see, for RPR, you do 10,000 blood draws versus almost 300 for the dual POC, and then almost 1,000 for the trip. And both of them, compared to the standard, were cost-saving. However, if we use the same cost, that is, the dual POC was $5, same as the other one, then the dual POC was more cost-effective. So we did a sensitivity analysis. Remember that cost, the blood draw was the main thing, and as you can see, the higher the cost of blood draw, the more cost-effective the dual POC. And then we did some simulation looking at the unnecessary blood draws. And again, the average for both, as you can see, you do three times as many unnecessary blood draws when you compare the two. So there are limitations. This is a model. Remember, it's not imperfect. It's not perfect. That, you know, I showed you a lot of assumptions that we made, and the data is inconsistent. There's lack of performance values and cost for the tests. And so in conclusion, the syphilis tests are cost-saving. However, including information from the non-treponemal will save us a lot of things, a lot of cost, because of the advantage of eliminating unnecessary blood draws. Thank you.
So, if there are questions, about 5 minutes, please. Any questions? And I would ask you if you would please come to the mic.
Do you have any information about how many of those negative, non-treponemal, positive treponemals were actually early infections?
I'm sorry.
Were actually early infections, whereas the treponemal was showing up positive?
No, we did not break that down into the different categories, no.
Other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Well done.